We start hour number two. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. I'm in Southern California. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Telephone number, as you know, is toll-free both in the United States and in Canada, where we have stations 1-800-636-8686. We also have a TV simulcast generally on CBS Sports Network. And we have the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He is an NBA champion, a 2020 NBA Coach of the Year. Toronto, 9-8 on the year. They are hosting the Nets tomorrow night. We are joined by Nick Nurse. Nick, it is always great to have you on the show. Nick, how are you?
I'm really good, Jim. How are you today?
Good, Nick. Good. Great to visit with you. Thanks so much. I would imagine for you, Nick, already it's been a really interesting season. It's a long regular season, and normally 17 games is a pretty good sample size, but you've had some injuries, you've had some illness. That said, do you have a sense of what you have this season, and what are your biggest takeaways thus far?
Yeah, probably not the sense that I thought I'd have about 20 games in. You know, I kind of always earmark 20 games at the start of the year to kind of really evaluate, you know, who we are and where we can go and things. But it's been, geez, I don't know, I'm playing like whole different lineups, it seems like, almost every night. And we're getting a little thin on numbers just recently here. But, you know, I know a lot of teams are having injuries. So probably the biggest takeaway right now is I'm seeing some of our guys who were deeper in the rotation. We're getting a lot of minutes. I mean, some of them, I've got a couple guys that were DNPs that are now starting, and they played pretty well. So we've got a chance to see some of these guys. So not a great feel for who we are. I thought we were heading in the right direction before a couple of the big injuries, but we'll have to wait and see, I think.
I think that all makes sense. Nick Nurse joining us. When you talk about big injuries, of course, you start with Pascal Siakam. He's been out with that adductor strain. I mean, life without your best player obviously is always going to be a challenge. I know he returned to practice yesterday. How did he look in non-contact work? And then any idea how close he is to being ready to play again?
Yeah, he's done pretty good, Jim. He's back yesterday and today. Pretty much, we don't have much contact at all on practice days right now, so he pretty much goes through the full practice and did everything the last 2 days. I think they're trying to really ramp him up at the end of this week, Friday, Saturday, with some speed and possibly some live, you know, three-on-three or something, some contact. And we're hoping, you know, we got a couple-game road trip next week where we go to New Orleans and Brooklyn, and we're hoping he makes it back for one of those two next week on the road.
There you go. Nick Nurse is joining us. Now, Nick, you can't call a guy who's in his 16th year a revelation, but how pleased are you with the way that Thad Young has stepped up in Siakam's absence, and what does he bring to it in terms of basketball IQ and acumen?
Yeah, he's been really something, Jim, because he was kind of DNPing or playing very little, frankly, wasn't playing that well, wasn't having much impact. I know he was only getting short little stints, and then we kind of get put in a bind where we take him from DMP to starting, and then we started him at the five, the center position. He's a bit undersized for that, but he just settled in really good there. He was playing, you know, very good both ends at that position. He was passing great from the high post. He was rebounding adequately at both ends, scoring pretty good, and just looks he looks fresh as a daisy out there right now. It's awesome.
It's really interesting, Nick. Like, for instance, has he done enough to warrant, like, an increased role at the five and more minutes when Siakam does come back?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're pretty young. Our rookie, Christian Coloco, has been very interesting, although he's been a little up and down, like, way up and a little down, you know, kind of like a rookie would. But he's been a nice surprise. We actually moved him into the starting lineup for a while. I would imagine Thad and Christian probably share that starting the five, depending on who we're playing going forward.
Raptors head coach Nick Nurse joining us. You know, Nick, I'm on the outside looking in, obviously, but when you talk about young players being up and down, like Scotty Barnes obviously was amazing last year in winning the Rookie of the Year. Tell me I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong for sure. I'll accept that. He seemed a little uneven to start the year. Is that a fair assessment, and has he been playing with the type of juice and energy that you've come to expect of him of late?
No, it's a fair assessment. He has been. He's played more like a rookie this year than he did last year, meaning he's been, like, spectacular and then not so good, you know, on certain nights. And I think last year he was kind of more he'd find a way to impact the game pretty much every night. You know, even if he didn't really have his scoring game going or the ball just wasn't going in, he'd still be pretty impactful in the game. He's had a couple games where he hasn't been that way this year. I will say this, his defensive intensity and that some of the things he's been doing defensively have been on the uptick. Like, he's really taken some challenges and guarding some really good players, and he is a hell of a defensive player. Just kind of got to keep him, you know, it's kind of knocks and bruises and things like that. He's playing through them. He's done a hell of a job doing that. Just kind of got to keep him just a touch healthier, I think, and he'll feel better out there, Jim.
Talking to Nick Nurse for a few more moments. Nick, speaking of guys doing a good job defensively, OG Anunoby has dealt with injuries in each of the last 2 years, but he's been locked in, right, this year, averaging 19-6 per game. He leads the league with 2.5 steals per game. What has his two-way game meant for you so far this year?
Yeah, it's really good. He's always been a really good defender, Jim. And again, he's been out of most of the last 2 seasons. So we haven't felt that for a while, but that's back. Like, he's really darts into passing lanes, sticks his hand, secondary defender will poke the ball away. Usually good for one interception down for a 1-on-0 dunk once a night. And those are big plays, man. So he's been great. With Pascal out, he's getting a lot more chances and opportunities at the offense. And it's been really interesting to watch him kind of be our fourth quarter closer, getting rep after rep, 3 minutes in a tight game, coming down. It's been interesting to see him develop there. He's not quite there yet, but you can see it, on the horizon. So he's been a pleasant surprise this year.
So, Nick, before you go, you've got the Nets tomorrow night. I'm curious, Ben Simmons had his best game of the year Sunday. He went 22-8 against the Grizz. As you look at the film and you see more from him, do you see him starting to assert himself more? What's he look like to you?
Yeah, to me, he just looked like the way he used to play, a few years ago. He's great. He's on the glass. He's pushing the tempo with the dribble or the throw ahead. He's really good at throwing the ball ahead and getting it out to their wing runners. And he's way more assertive, and he just looks like the rhythm has come back to me. I know it's only been 1 or 2 games, but sure looked like a totally, flipping passes, lookaways, just a totally different confidence that I saw the first time we played him. I mean, that was the second game of the season, so it's been a minute, but he just looks like he feels a lot better out there rhythmically to me.
So one last question, Nick. You don't win a championship like you did without having great players. We know this, but you also need a world-class culture that's going to run throughout the entire organization. Frankly, it's been a minute or two since I've spoken to Masai Ujiri, but I've always had such great respect for him, obviously, and his passion for the game. I'm curious, Nick, like, how would you characterize the nature of your relationship? In other words, how much space does he give you to do what you want to do and need to do? And at the same time, how helpful is he in giving you what you need or want to accomplish your goals?
Yeah, good question. I mean, listen, he is, he's just what you said, the desire, passion, and stuff he has to create a championship culture or win championships is why we get along so well. Like, I mean, as a coach, I'm getting up every day and thinking about how can we get this thing to the playoffs and make a run at the end of the year, no matter where we are now. That's the way he thinks. And as far as giving me space, we talk a lot about philosophical ideas of how we're playing and what we're going to do. We talk a lot about philosophically about what kind of players we want that also align with our culture. Really, really good. Jim, I'm really lucky, really blessed. We don't have any uncomfortable moments. We're really on the same page.
Isn't that amazing, right? Like you just said, Nick, we don't have any uncomfortable moments. I mean, I wonder how much of that, Nick, is about, I mean, obviously you both have great desire and you want to win, you want to be successful, but how much of that is about both of you having curious minds?
Well, I think the desire to kind of do things that only impact winning, is right there, probably one. And he's encouraged me from the moment he even interviewed me that, we want you to do things different and create and keep creating. And that's been part of kind of, who I've been. And it's really, it makes it easier to try stuff when your boss is saying, try stuff. what I mean? We're not going to come down on you if you do something really silly that doesn't work. And I just say that all the time. A lot of things we try don't work, and we just throw them right in the right in the garbage can when they don't, move on to something else.
I love that, Nick. It's much easier to try stuff when your boss is telling you, go ahead and try stuff. He's the head coach of the Raptors and a damn good one. NBA champion, a former coach of the year. Toronto, 9-8 on the year. They've got the Nets tomorrow. Nick, appreciate the relationship. Always great to have you on the show. Nick, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Thanks a lot, man.
Great talking to you, Nick, as always. One of my favorites. He's a hell of a basketball coach. Great leader, great coach. And I love what he said about Masai Ujiri. Much easier to try stuff when your boss is telling you try stuff. And if we try stuff and it doesn't work, we just throw it in the garbage can and we move on. Or as Jalen Hurts might say, you drop yourself a deuce, you look at it. You don't look at it, you flush it and you move on.
You flush it and move on.
All right, so into hour number two. Always great to get caught up with Nick Nurse, one of my favorites. Great to talk to him. Andy Staples as well. And now we are open the rest of the way. What do you want to hit on? 1-800-636-8686. Once again, I want to mention that it's a short week in the sense that it is a holiday week. So we have a best of show on Thursday. Reason I mention this is there's certain things that you look forward to or certain programming elements that move up one day this week because of that. I'm here tomorrow. We have a best of Thursday. Brian Weber is in on Friday, meaning tomorrow is the beef day. Tomorrow is the day we drop Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, knowing the Big Head and how regimented he is. And by regimented, I mean dogmatic. That's a big word. He won't know what that means. I mean, he's an old big head, locked in his ways and extremely resistant to change. So we started that betting podcast, which is in some ways not even a betting podcast, which is great content, with a Friday drop. He and I both agreed, better chance for it to get downloaded and listened to if we drop it on Thursday. He didn't like that, but we did it. Now we're moving it up a day. We're going to drop it tomorrow, which means we're going to work it tonight. He and I laughed at, holy crap, is it Wednesday every day? Because Wednesday is a monster in a good way. I'm not complaining. But in terms of prepping that podcast, we're putting so much into it, and it's so fun. It's an absolute blast, but we're putting so much into it that we prep it on Wednesday night, well into the night, so we're ready for the Thursday drop in addition to this show. So our joke is, dude, is it Wednesday every day? Well, it's already Wednesday again, Head. Except it's Tuesday. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, no TV. How am I supposed to see if you're rocking the turtleneck? Or Ritt is hammering out a drum solo? Or Alvin is staring lustfully into the camera? Or Chalk is doing vampire things? All right, well, I just checked. I'm not wearing a turtleneck. You don't need to worry about that. Sweater, yes. Hey, I'll be honest about this. I'm normally not this cat. I have not shaved since the last time I was on TV. Friday. What? I'm not that guy. I don't go with that 5 o'clock action. I'm pretty regimented about that. Have not run a razor over it since Friday. Looking like a homeless victim right now, but you wouldn't even know. Looking what? Like a straight up bum. I will allow bum smack for that. But you wouldn't know.
Freaking bum.
Freaking bum. And when we are back on TV tomorrow, I'll run a razor over it before. So that's just me. Is Ritt hammering out a drum solo? I don't know that his jam has come on yet. I never really noticed Alvin staring lustfully into the camera. If that's a joke about Alvin having lots of kids, then yes, he is. I don't know that Chalk has done anything vampire-esque today. I'm not sure he's recovered from what happened to him on Saturday when he tried to go to the USC-UCLA game. We had that yesterday. All right, so there's your update. You're not missing anything, and you're missing quite a bit. But we will be back on TV tomorrow. Radio today, old school. One more confession, since you can't see it. I'm going old school over-the-ear cans. I like that. For some reason, the little things make a difference. Backing your car in on Friday makes a difference. Rocking the denim makes a difference. Going with the old school over-the-ear cans makes a difference. Things that you normally do not do, that you used to do, make a difference. The little things. And Mike D for three tweets, sack attacks aren't that funny. Signed, Art Modell. Talking about Ayuk, I mean, my man fired a perfect. You talk about fitting one in a tight window. You talk about splitting a dude's numbers. My man split that dude's sack. Art Modell would know about sack attacks, though. He shared it. We wouldn't have even known about it. I wouldn't have even known the phrase bruised scrotum existed if not for Art Modell. I wish I never did know that phrase existed. This is directed to Himmy Rome. The Niners are scary. And I love that saying. Be where the feet are. Signed, Sex Ryan.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
V in the fee.
Foot.
Kenneth E in the 503. Jim, Brandon Ayuk's celebration sounded clean from my angle. Coach Penis and Cracker Jack. We've covered this so many times. How many times do we have to go to New York for the review? All right, one time and one time only. Alvin, can you play it? Can you slow it down and play it in slow motion so everybody knows once and for all exactly what Coach Penis said? You know what? I don't know that there is a T in there. Come to think of it. And let me just read this so I can read one. And this guy can move on with whatever he wasn't going to do with the rest of his day. Geoff and Lincoln, you're right. AFV made a career out of dads getting blasted in the package. We saw it in person. Yours, the Rome family, sitting in the studio audience.
But I don't want to talk sports or anything. I want to talk America's Funniest Home Videos. All right? What were you doing there?
Such a great call. One of my favorite calls ever. Like, I thought that I could just show up for that and that nobody would know. Never mind that it probably was the number one rated show in America at that time that we did that. When we did that, Jake was maybe 5 or 6, and like every 5-year-old kid at that time was absolutely obsessed with that show. Obsessed. And then we found out that we knew somebody who knew somebody and that we could get into the audience, which was incredible. However, I didn't know that they would come by and interview our family, which couldn't have been cooler. But I've never been able to shake it. And every time that thing airs in syndication or it reruns, and it still does to this day, I get the text from my friends or I get somebody on Twitter saying, yo, Rome, just saw you and the fam on AFV. I mean, it must have been, if Jake's 21, it had to have been 15 years ago. It's pretty funny. He hits me up the other day. Jake's hilarious. So that stuff's evergreen. I mean, what... You talk about something timeless. An old man getting hit in the junk by a wiffle ball bat is evergreen. It's timeless. It holds forever. That will be good. That will be funny 30 years from now. So Jake hits me with this text the other day. He's having a travel day. I'm going to see him later today. He's coming home for Thanksgiving. And believe me, that kid's got a lot to be thankful for. Namely, he's my kid. Anyway, speaking of which... He hits me with this text. Hey, Dad, this casting person for this TV show found me and wants to know if I want to be on this show. Thoughts? I won't even get into what the show is, but it's very ironic and very funny and not funny.
Ironic.
I wanted to tell him, no, dude, you've already used my name to get on a show, and that was AFV when you were 5. You're on your own now, son. Jake's funny like that. There are times where he's a great kid, like an awesome, awesome, awesome kid. Both kids are. Adore both kids. But, you know, there are moments, and I respect this, there are moments where Jake Rome is really steadfast about, I'm not Jim Rome's kid. I'm my own man. I'm like, hell yeah, you are. Good. Good. When are you going to start writing checks? No, but, and then there are moments where like, hey, yo, Pop, think maybe you can help me out with that. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought the last thing you wanted to be was Jim Rome's kid. No offense. So we kind of go back and forth on that, depending on what is most convenient. He would object to that. He's in the air. He won't hear it. It'll work its way back to him. His mother will hear it. I know his brother won't hear it. The next word Logan Rome hears me utter on the radio will be the first. The only thing, Logan, this is great. The only thing that he has said to me of late regarding my content, and even he didn't know, his mother directed him to this. Yo, Pop, the post on Instagram about me got more likes than the post about you on the boat. I'm like, Logs, they clearly like you better than they like me. Rogues. That was a well-performing post. And you clones were very good about that. A few of you are like, proud papa. Hell yeah. That's why I put it up there. I'm not a guy that's going to post about the kids a lot, if ever. But definitely proud of Logs. Logs been getting up in the morning, hitting the weight room, eating like a cow, man. As he says, it's bulk season, Pops. It's bulk season. All right, 1-800-636-8686. One more bit of reaction, then we go to break. At our idiot kicker. Slice. Wednesday, every day. Don't tease me. Signed, Pervin Liar.
Stay to see the grandkids.
Hey, Perv, you don't need it to be officially Wednesday for it to be hump day. You know that. Every day's hump day for you, dude. Every day is Wednesday for the big head Nye, but every day is hump day for you. You understand that distinction? All right, then. Let's take a short time out. Do you know who is famous for their cigars? Famous for their low prices, their huge selection. Famous for their freshness guarantee. Famous Smoke Shop, of course. Famous Smoke is American-owned and family-owned since 1939. They know how to save you money. With a cigar selection of over 1,000 brands, you will find huge deals on everyday cigars, highly rated classics, samplers, digital gift cards, and more, all under one roof, all at discount prices. Plus, every cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so your cigars arrive fresh or you get your money back. This is why Famous Smoke was named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. And remember, you do not have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com. That's famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511 to receive your first discount instantly. Plus, you will have access to upcoming cigar deals that you will not find anywhere else for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the holiday season. So, text ROME10 to 511-511 today. You may receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Text STOP to opt out.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
I'm not you, but if I were you, I would call me. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of taking advantage of something, small business owners, do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. Think about that for a minute. So companies that have 5 to 500 employees are eligible. $26,000 per. Do the math. It's quick. It's easy to find out whether or not you are eligible. It's a 10-minute ERC consultation to find out. It's that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is only 1 month. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and they're that efficient that other pros turn to them. You can count on Omega every step of the way to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit. Remember, Remember, it's a tax credit. It is not a loan. So if you've got any specific ERC questions, you want to call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000, 800-704-2000, or just go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. What's going on with you, Vamp? What's up, Chalk? Everybody's sending the exact same joke about my story last segment. Of course. All right, so telephone number is toll free. You know it. I mean, I've got people who want in. You are the EP. Tommy, should I take a telephone call? All right, let's go to Chicago. Have not heard from this guy in a long, long time. Something must be up. Let's go to Chicago. Dr. Dave. Dave, what's going on?
What's up, Jimmy? How's it going?
Good, dude. How about you? What's up?
Good, good. Just wanted to make the close in the jungle aware. Keep an eye out on Jeopardy today. You might just see me on there competing for my lifelong dream. You said I'd never get on there, Jim, but I did. So you will have fun watching me today.
All right, that's something. Let me react to that. Dave, you just said that I said that you would never get on Jeopardy. And that I will have fun watching you today. I would call into question the veracity of both those statements. Number one, I don't ever remember saying, and knowing you, Dave, if I did, I'm sure you could produce evidence that I did, but I don't remember ever saying that you would never be on Jeopardy. Why would I say that? I couldn't care less if you were on Jeopardy or not. So I don't know why I would say that. I don't really give a damn about Jeopardy. Number two, when you say, today is the day that I am appearing on Jeopardy, so I think that you will have fun watching it. Unequivocally, I can state that's not a true statement. I will not have fun watching that because I can promise you I will not watch that.
Correct.
There is no amount of money or any incentive to get me to watch that. And by the way, dude, didn't I just tell you that today is our Wednesday? It's far and away the gnarliest day of the week during the NFL season. It's the busiest day of the week during the NFL season. I can't even spend time with my family. Do you think I would take time away from that to watch your episode of Jeopardy? Can you imagine how that would go when I've got to call either DraftKings or my manager, Craig Kitchen, or the big head and say, you know what? Sorry, y'all. I couldn't prepare for the podcast. Probably something came up with the family, right? No, something came up with Dr. Dave. Who? Dr. Dave. Who's that? Doesn't matter. What came up with him? He appeared on Jeopardy. So, therefore, I could not do any of my prep work for Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. What is don't give a damn?
Correct.
What is would not watch that episode if it was the last episode of any show ever on TV?
Correct.
What is there is no amount of money to get me to watch that episode?
Correct.
What is why did we even take that phone call?
Correct.
What is clearly it went better for him than all of his phone calls, or he wouldn't be hammering us that he's on. Something
Correct.
Decent must have happened, because why would you direct us to it? What is, I regret taking that phone call?
Correct.
Anyway, hey, Chuck, really quickly, jump on the mic for me. This is the first I've heard of this. But apparently this is not the first time he has said this, is it?
No, it's not. He buzzed me to let us know that he filmed it when he filmed it, and then he's checked in several times since.
And did he give any indication as to why he thinks I care?
Not really, no. He just really badly wanted the clones to watch. So badly he also called the voicemail on the podcast and left multiple voicemails back.
What is awkward?
Correct.
What is extremely weird Anyway, correct. Dave, you got it, bro. You got it. Now everybody knows what they thanks, Jock. What they will do with that information, I have no idea. I know what I'm going to do with that information. Absolutely nothing. I know what I'll do with that information. Forget that I ever heard it. Jim, you're the one who said that I would never be on Jeopardy. No, I might have said you're the one that I never thought would be a doctor. Come on, bro. I never said that. That sounds more like me. I don't give a damn if you're on Jeopardy or the $25,000 pyramid, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, freaking Joker's Wild, Card Sharks, Family Feud, the greatest game show ever. Actually, I don't want you being on that. Pressure Luck. Don't jack that
big
up.
Big bucks.
Dude.
No whammy. Stop.
I don't want you on that show. Dude, you are the whammy. You that little whammy that comes up, Dr. Dave. No Dr. Daves. No Dr. Daves. No Dr. Daves. Stop.
Big bucks.
Oh. Imagine those contestants back in the day. No Dr. Daves. No Dr. Daves. No Dr. Daves. Stop. Love that show. That is one thing I did one show to the kids. I'm like, hey, you want to see a game show? You want to see an old school, cool ass game show? Let's go to YouTube and call it up. And the kids were actually fascinated by it. I used to love those game shows. Anyway, dude, bro, whatever. Now they know. The clones know. I know. I wish I didn't know. But I'm a good guy, so I'm here for you, Doc. There it is. When we return, we'll... I'm sorry for that. I apologize for that. I apologize to absolutely everybody for that. He just wanted that out there badly, yo. He's left multiple podcast messages on the voicemail to let us know. Apparently been tweeting about it, calling Chalk, and Chalk held him at bay long enough to say, you know what? When the episode airs, call us the day of. And I'm sure Jim will be happy to discuss it. You got that half right. We made good on that, but I was not happy to discuss it. Dude, shouldn't you be saving children's lives? And if you're a doctor, what are you doing on that show? Don't people go on that show? Do they go on that show to flex their IQ or do they go on that show to make money? And dude, I thought you were the one that tried to tell us that you had such important things to do and you were making such a difference in this world by saving children's lives. Doc, you're the one who said that. So what the hell are you doing messing around on Jeopardy? Dr. Dave, my son can't breathe. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I have to go to the Jeopardy studios.
Correct.
My man, you can't win for losing. Even if you go on some kind of Ken Jennings run. All right, so that was an incredible waste of time. How am I going to explain that to my bosses? I don't know. Suit number one. I got pissed, man. He won. He sucked me in. I got hooked. Here's your... All right, so I'm getting caught up, right? I'm getting hooked by things. I'm trying to get back to the program. I'm trying to get back to the actual content. Well, I mean, this is all content, but real content. Like the Jets. What are the Jets going to do this weekend? Who's going to play quarterback? You know, things like that really matter. Not like, hey, Dave, even if the late, great Alex Trebek came back from the great beyond to host the show, we would not watch your Jeopardy appearance. Sign the clones. Pat in Salem, Oregon. Even Stucknut apparently weighed in, and Stucknut said, the dude's all up in my business, too. Like, Dr. Dave is trying to get everybody, put everybody on notice that he's appearing on Jeopardy. Dell Technologies Black Friday starts right now with up to 50% off select business PCs powered by the 12th gen Intel Core processors. What you want to do is call 877-ASK-DELL. This says, hey, Dr. Dave, remember when you were on Jeopardy? Did you kill? No, it's like this. Hey, Dr. Dave. Remember when you were on Jeopardy? Uh-huh. Did you kill Alex Trebek? Signed, caller to the Dr. Dave interview.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
That's what that person is referring to. Chris in Milwaukee, answer. Jim did this move when ended up watching Dr. Dave on Jeopardy. What is do a 180?
Do a 180?
Nope.
And finally, hey, Jim, I'm too busy taping Hollywood Squares tomorrow, so I don't have time to listen to the pod. So just give me the damn picks. Signed, Dr. Dave. That's funny. I didn't like that game show. I had no need for that at all. I didn't really feel like playing a giant game of tic-tac-toe with people I didn't care about that weren't funny. No. Do you want the damn picks? I will give them to you. Listen to the damn pod and you can have the damn picks. It's pretty simple. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. All right, let's go to the phones. Jeremiah in Michigan. Hey, Jeremiah, what's up?
Hey, Jim. I just want to say I thought it was so freaking rude that you guys used to run callers, well, Ovi did, when they would correct you on their name. And then I started listening to local sports radio shows, and you know, you got these guys calling up. It's almost every other caller. It's Jim, not Tim. And you got the host. You can just hear him, like, squirming in his seat. And it's the most annoying thing, and I just want to apologize to LV for ever doubting his professionalism. Racking him out.
Okay, well, first of all, an apology will not get you racked. You can't just apologize, and especially if you're not sorry. But you sounded rather contrite. Alvin, do you accept Jeremiah's apology?
Rack him!
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
I thought you were going to run him personally. You're obviously not paying attention or you're looking lustfully into the camera that's not on today. That's interesting. We don't have a lot of rules on the program. And as I've said before, Alvin has the run button. John in Little Rock seems to think that he has the run button because he sings about the run button. I don't have one in front of me. To my left, there is a console. I wish I was on TV because then you could see it and would make more sense. But there is this, if you've seen me on TV on CBS Sports Network, you know the setup. Giant white desk, handsome middle-aged guy behind a microphone, Apple laptop, and then this console to my left. It's the call screen. It's got a few other buttons that I have no idea what they do because they don't work. There's an on button. There's an off button. There's a stop. There's a start. It's for the clock that I don't use. There's a dump button, which I do use, obviously. And there's a cough button. There is no run button. There is no run button.
Run
Alvin
button
has
crunch.
The only run button.
Button crunch.
And this guy, John, has
the
one,
way
apparently.
We run yo ass run button crunch.
And Alvin has a set of rules for running callers. One of them is do not correct the host. So what that guy was talking about, if Chalk mishears a caller's name and the caller says it's Tim in Green Bay and Chalk thinks Jim, if I go, hey, let's go to Green Bay, Jim, what's up? Actually, my name is Tim. Alvin will run you. And when I say Alvin, how do you do that? Don't correct the host. My response always is, but we were wrong. We got his name wrong. Alvin says, dude, don't correct the host. So that's what Jeremiah was talking about. I know that was a long-winded explanation, but some of you are kind of slow on the uptake. And apparently Dr. Dave is going to be on Jeopardy. Let's see what else we have here before I get to hour number three. What I do want to tell you about in hour number three, we already talked about Monday Night Football. The things that we have not talked about yet that I want to get to, the jet situation and how that went from so amazing to so jet-like in almost no time whatsoever. How do you go from having the second pick overall being 6-3, coming off a win over Buffalo, and feeling so good about yourselves, to Robert Saleh saying, yeah, you know what? I don't know that he's our quarterback this week. Man, that went badly, really quickly. I mentioned earlier in the program that even though we're right in the middle of football season, pro and college, and also the NBA, the NHL, I actually had a baseball take, and I may have that for you too. Additionally, I've got to get into this whole Lane Kiffin thing. Lane Kiffin roasting this local journo for reporting that he's going to Auburn. Now, hold up now. I don't want to try Lane because you don't want to try Lane. However, I've uncovered something that might lend a little credibility to this rando, to this local journo, and why this local journo may not be backing off his story. There may be something here. I definitely want to get into that next hour. And one thing, Wells tweets, Dr. Dave telling everyone to watch him on Jeopardy is a good idea and it should end well. Signed, Silk telling everyone he was running for city council and then getting absolutely destroyed.
I do have some name recognition.
Apparently not enough, brah. But the thing is, the difference there is, Silk was telling people about something that had not happened yet. Dr. Dave's already got his ep in the can.
Correct.
So clearly something good happened for that guy, or he wouldn't be hammering all of us to watch and letting all of us know. Because he's doing everything he can to let people know. And it worked, because I'm still talking about it. Let's talk about Lane Kiffin when we come back and whether or not he might go to Auburn.